Yeah, Shay 4-5 Sway in the morning. We got a breaking news story right now. We got to interrupt the entire show. We've been talking about this morning. Lil Wayne selling over 1 million albums in his first week. Got the industry in the stir. I hit the man who can answer all the questions that you have right now. I hit my man, the stunner himself. Baby, what up, baby?
What it do, Sway? What's the business, homie?
How you doing, fam?
I can't complain, bro.
Nah, you ain't got you ain't got nothing to complain about right now. Can you turn your radio down real quick? All right, cool. Stunner's on the phone with us right now. CEO Cash Money, Young Money Records. First of all, congratulations on the Carter 4.
Thank you, man. Thank everybody for supporting it also.
You know, when did you guys first found out? And what is the official number of the first week of sales?
The official numbers, we're getting different numbers, but the official 964.
964,000 records. Okay, albums in the first week. Okay, so Baby has said that the official number is 964,000. What do you think the 1,690,000 came from? Was that just a miscalculation?
People doing different numbers, bro, but this comes from Billboard.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that's a million, you know?
Yeah.
964, we right there, but, you know, it's cool. We just keep grinding, I guess.
Yep. And, you know, you said this. You were, like, the only one who was out there campaigning that, you know what, Carter 4 is going to do 1 million this first week, too. And it came to fruition. You know what I mean? So how, you know, now there are a lot of people, you're getting a lot of backlash as well. There are a lot of people saying that, oh, man, we don't believe it. They bought and sold albums to themselves.
Nah, man, that really don't make no sense. Why would we do that? Yeah. I mean, I press and distribute them. Ain't no need for me to buy them, you know?
That's like hustling backwards, right?
That's hustling backwards, man. We ain't in it for that. I ain't never been a part of that type of scheme to be buying records. We don't do that, homie. We be working too hard to be. That don't go with what we do. You know, we true to what we do. We real about what we do. We work hard every day at it. So, and we work for the people. That's what we do, music for people. And we appreciate the love they give us back. But no such thing as me buying no CDs. I wouldn't even play it like that. I don't think that's gangster enough for a ball. I ain't in it for that.
Okay, now when you sell 964,000 albums in the first week, what does that add up to? Without, you know, thinking about expenditures or recouping, how much money is that about?
Wow.
Is that times what, $10 an album? Is that times
easy?
How much?
Easy, $10 an album.
Easy, $10,000. That would make it $9,640,000 that you made in the first week if it's $10. All right. Now, has that baby money began to grow?
Baby money have grown over the last 22 years, you know. It ain't no baby money. It's a grown-ass blood, you know.
That's some grown-ass money. I heard that.
Real money, yeah, man.
Okay, cool, man. Hey, so what are you guys going to do to celebrate?
Honestly, it's back to work. I mean, you know, Jenny in the studio, it's back to work right now. You know, we did that work. Everybody, we parted last night, so... We on tour right now, and right now we focus on Drake. It's all about Drake right now. You know, Junior did his thing, and we all excited. We got Drake coming up next, October 24th,
mm-hmm.
And we got 5 releases coming in November and another release in December. And everybody, really, we focus on Drake right now.
Drake. So how close is he being done to him? Is he being done to completing his album?
To my knowledge, he mixing right now, so I think he finished. And, you know, with Drake, he always stay recording a lot, so you never know. But to my knowledge, we mixing right now, so.
Okay. This is what I want to do. Baby, when you come out, when the next time you come to New York, I want to have you as a special guest on the show, man, so we can sit down and just go through a whole Young Money, Cash Money, you know, chronicle of, you know, the careers from the beginning to now.
My honor, anytime, Sway, anytime, anything.
Okay, I'm going to hit you up. You know how we do.
Oh, man, when you hit me, I'm going to hit you right back. Believe that.
That's stunner right there, ladies and gentlemen. Congratulations. Just wanted to get it from you, you know. And, you know, like I said earlier, a lot of people were comparing Watch the Throne to Wayne. And I was like, look, let's stop doing that. Watch the Throne was great for its reasons. Carter IV is great for its reasons. Let's quit, you know, doing all the comparisons and all that.
Yeah.
I think it's enough for the pie for all of us to get a slice, right?
We'll leave that without a doubt, homie.
All right, baby, man. I appreciate you calling. Cash Money. All right.
Man.
Congratulations again. All right, that's Baby from Cash Money. Right there. Any questions you have, man, he answered them right there.